And for the first time this year, it's time to catch up on what's happening in Woodner with Craig Midgley. Morning, Craig.
Morning.
What is happening on the Australia Day front?
Well, Australia Day is next Tuesday, so across Australia, everyone in all the little communities and big communities are celebrating Australia Day, and Woodner's no different. We've got Australia Day commencing from 8:30 in the morning with a community breakfast, and which is being put on by one of our community groups, and we've also got a flag raising ceremony, a national anthem, and a formal presentation and announcement of the Woodner District Council Australia Day Awards for 2021, which include the Citizen of the Year, the Event of the Year, Business of the Year, and the Employee of the Year. So a few awards and a few exhibitions are going to be happening as well, with some stories of older Australians, older residents in the district, and how they've dealt with things like COVID-19 in their lifetimes, and how they've come through it. So to give us younger ones a bit of perspective about how to tough it out and get on with their lives.
And I did mention this yesterday on Good Morning EP, but the Stronger Communities program is also open.
It's happening, yes. It happens through the federal government, and it's administered through Rowan Ramsey's office at in the electorate of Grey. So he's put out an invitation for community groups who are out there with eligible projects, but a lot of infrastructure projects, but also other programs and things they might want to have considered. Projects are anything between $2,500 and $20,000 across the district and or across the Grey electorate. And so if people are interested and community groups are interested, and there have been quite a few from our district who have picked up these grants in the past, they can pick up some information from council. It'll be in the Granite next Granite as well that we've got coming out in a couple of weeks. But also Rowan Ramsey's office has got information. So any community group who's got an interesting project that they might want to see get funded, it's worth putting an expression of interest in, to so long as it's eligible, obviously. And they close on the 19th of February. So about another month to go before they close. But no time like the present to get in there and get an application in.
Certainly not, and I understand that in Woodner, it's game on.
Game on the long weekend of the Adelaide Cup weekend in early March, and we've got the a great lot of activities and events planned for that weekend, or in the process of being planned. We're going to kick it off with a stargazing expo on the Friday night, and welcoming when people come into the district for the EP Games. But we've got an opening ceremony and a closing ceremony, obviously, within all of that. Lots of fun runs, novelty events, and sporting. Obviously, sporting activities are going to be on. Got a triathlon being planned. And so it's a great time to kickstart that sort of those New Year's resolutions, that fitness program everyone's always been planning on getting into. And even if it's just darts, and or it might be lawn bowls. There's going to be plenty of lawn bowls happening over the weekend. But it doesn't have to be too physical, but it just has to be getting out there and getting involved in things. And so what better time to start getting in training?
Absolutely perfect opportunity to get involved in training right now in time for the EP Regional Games. As you say, Craig Midgley, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll chat to you in about a month's time.
Very good, Keith. Thanks.